Have you considered selling your station swag to your listeners online? There are a lot of options out there available to you, and today we'll cover our top three.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And today, we're not really talking about the station website per se, but we are talking about making more online revenue, and that's from your station swag. Have you ever considered selling your station swag, like t-shirts and stuff like that? Of course, you're probably thinking, I don't have any station swag to sell, so why would I consider that? Well, today it might change your mind. With the introduction of drop shipping, you now have the availability to have your t-shirt printed and sent directly to somebody who buys it online without your involvement whatsoever. Now, there are a lot of different options that you can choose from as far as online stores. You can do the Shopify route, or there's all kinds of different website builders out there that can build you an online store. But those can be very, very hard to work. If you've ever gone into maybe a Wix site or a Shopify site or something like that, they give you like a blank canvas. So you have to really know web design and store design and what works. And you just can't drop your logo in and hit go. So those will be more of a headache to most people out there looking to sell their stuff online. Now, we have three of our top picks today. One of them will integrate directly with your WordPress website, and the other two are separate sites that basically you just upload a logo and they create the store for you and do everything. That's where we're leaning toward, but it depends on what you're wanting to sell. If you have a bunch of shirts at your, you know, that are stacking up in your prize closet and you want to get rid of them, our first option may be the right choice for you. Now, do you want to go of a route of maybe installing a, let's say you do have a WordPress website. You want to go the route of actually putting a WooCommerce store or one of these other online store plugins on your radio station website. We highly discourage you from doing that, because once you install all of this stuff on your radio station website, then it becomes harder to maintain, because now you have to worry about updating this plugin and worrying about security and people wanting to get into your website to maybe hack it to get all of this payment information and customer data and stuff like that. That's why we completely discourage you doing that within your radio station website. Keep your radio station website separate. Focus on what you're good at, providing great content for your listeners, and then have this other thing off to the side where you can do your online stores and do your discount deals, or you're selling swag or whatever you're doing. Don't integrate that directly with the same website where you're making your content money from. Remember that we've always talked about how social media is the platforms that you rent to bring people back to the product that you own, your station website. You don't really want to disrupt the cart in that and try to do everything with your radio station website. The station website is for content. And then if you want to do any kind of online store, kind of have that off to the side. Now, our first option today is a service called Ekwid. As a matter of fact, it'd be better for me to show you these. And if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, you're going to be able to see all of these as I go through them. And if you are on our YouTube channel, be sure that you like and subscribe. So let's jump into the first one, Ekwid.com. And Ekwid is you're going to put every one of your items that you have in your own merchandise here on this website. So let's say you have all of your t-shirts stacked up in your prize closet. You can go in there, count how many that you have, put in the amount that you have on this website, And then basically you're setting up all of the store items on this website, but you're not setting up the actual store. You're not designing the website like you would on a Shopify or something like that. Now, you can create your online store for free whenever you jump in here. And then you have a WordPress plugin that integrates with your WordPress website. So you can install this plugin, and then the admin, jump into your Ekwid account, log in, and then what it does is it kind of puts your store within your template to where it looks like you're hosting the store on your website, but you're actually not. You're actually hosting everything on the Ekwid platform, but it's on your WordPress website. It has the shopping cart, the cart is on your website, and everything like that. So it's very integrated to where it looks like it's a WooCommerce type or integrated store within your WordPress website, but it's actually all of the functionality is happening on the Ekwid platform. Now, this is for items that you have already in stock. Let's say you have t-shirts and hats that you're using a local supplier for. Maybe you do something on trade, that sort of thing. This would be the store for that. A lot of different radio stations have used this platform for a discount deals. So not only physical items, but you can sell coupons that you have there at the radio station that you maybe have, you've done a discount deal type of thing where the client has given you 20 coupons for half off whatever their service is. You put all that information, their logo, everything like that inside of this Ekwid store, and then you create that. And then when the people buy it, you'll get the notification, you'll send them the coupon, and that's how that works. So if you're one of those stations that don't like the big deals or the completely hands-off website services out there that are maybe for barter or maybe they're taking too much or something like that, then this is an option for you. And if you have a WordPress website, it integrates directly with it. So you're not sending them to a different website away from your other content. That's one thing that we really like about this platform is that people are staying on your website. Now, if you don't want to do any, you don't want to handle any of the merchandising or the storage of, and you don't have a prize closet and that sort of thing, but you do want to offer t-shirts and stuff like that to your audience, then these next two services that we're going to talk about are going to be the ones for you. The first one is Radio Swag Shop. This is a Binstown company, and they've been doing this just for radio stations. A lot of radio stations and big companies use this service. Now, this is not going to integrate directly with your radio station website. This is going to be a link off-site, but it looks like this right here. This is their Binstown. And you can see they have different items in here. One thing that I do like about the Binstown product is they do embroidery. This is not something that you're going to find in our next one. And so I don't know that they have as many products as our next service that we're going to talk about. But I do like the fact that you can get, you know, this like this varsity jacket with an embroidered logo. I'm not sure if they do a big one on the back or not, but I think that is a very, very cool option. Here's actually one of our affiliates who actually use this service. And you see they have face masks and mugs and stuff like that. And the way this service works is that you upload the logo. They take care of the payment processing. They take care of the shipping. You don't touch any of these products. And that's the very cool thing about it. So whenever you sign up, you're going to upload a logo and you're going to give them information on where to pay you every month. And of this $25 right here, the station will probably receive $5 or $6 of that. Or you could go in here and say, look, I don't want to make any money off of it. I just want to use this for promotional. And then so this price will be $5 or $6 cheaper than that. So if you did want to do maybe some things just for you only want to do it for promotional reasons, at the lowest price possible, then it will be the price that they have to in order to produce that item. And it's going to take time and effort to, you know, print this one off item. They're not printing 100 or 200 t-shirts or something like that to bring the cost down. They're printing this one t-shirt or this one sweatshirt for this one individual and sending it out. And that normally takes a lot more time and effort. So really, this is a very good deal. And all you do is just wait for the checks to arrive every month. Now, the second drop ship service that we're talking about, and what I mean by drop shipping is you don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is upload your logo, tell them where you want to get paid, and then they will do it, is Spreadshop. If you go to Spreadshop.com, you can make a merchandise website in just minutes. As a matter of fact, before I started this podcast today, I signed up for a Radio Swag shop, and they haven't gotten back to me. That was like 6 or 7 hours ago, and I still haven't got an email back. Apparently, they set up all of the shop for you, and then they just send you the link, and then it's live, and that's it. I gave them my logo and gave them all my information, and I didn't tell them what products I wanted to sell or anything like that. So what I'm assuming is that they're going to get back with me on that if I'm approved or something like that. With Spreadshop, it's as easy as clicking up here where you want to open your Spreadshop and then uploading your logos and everything like that. As a matter of fact, I had this store right here set up within an hour of going to the website for the very first time. All I did was upload the logos. I uploaded the logo for the podcast. I uploaded some different color logos for our company. And we have all of this right here. I set what products I wanted to sell, the different colors. Some of the colors didn't really match our logo, so I disabled those. So you don't have to worry about disappearing on a white shirt because that the microphone there wouldn't appear on a white shirt. So that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, if you look in the admin here of the Spreadshirt.com, which is the logo, the admin here, and if I go in here and do the product selection here under products, and you see these are the products that I'm selling. Stickers, mugs, even a dog bandana. If I go here to all products, you can see all of the products that they are selling. You have men's shirts up here. You got tie-dyed shirts. You have V-necks, men's premiums. And you see, I don't have all of these selected. I only have a few of them selected in a few different colors, different hoodies. Then we get into the polo shirts, shorts, sweatshirts. Then you have the women's here and all these different, look, even the camouflage is represented. All of these different types of shirts, performance shirts here, hoodies. And I'm still scrolling. For those of you that are listening to this podcast rather than watching this on YouTube, I'm still scrolling through all of these different products here and all of these different colors that they have. Look, check this out. A short sleeve baby bodysuit, baby bibs, baby caps. Look at this one piece right here. But the And they listen to the podcast. That's great. All right. Coffee mugs, backpacks, hats, aprons, beanies, small buttons, dog bandanas. Even they have cute little plush toys that have the logo printed on the shirt that the plush toys are wearing. You have mouse pads and all this kind of other stuff as well. Cutout stickers. This is absolutely amazing. All I had to do was upload my logo for each one of my the Skyrocket Radio logo and the podcast logo, and that was it. I could select which ones and select which colors I want for every product. That's it. And then the store is live. And that's all I had to do. This store, again, was set up within just an hour. Now, for me, this one was the very easiest to do. Whenever you go to Equid and you set up all of your different things there, you will have to put in the descriptions of each item, and you'll have to upload different photos if there are different photos and stuff like that of each particular item. So you will have that to do on the Equid platform. Again, that's going to be stuff that you already have that they're not drop shipping for you. On Radio Swag, they're going to have all of the descriptions and everything like that. All of this, all of these photos, all will just contain your logo. So that's a little bit easier to do. But this one was super, super simple. Again, I had the store set up within an hour. So of these three, I love this one right here. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of maybe producing some different other logos in order to make more T-shirts out of, not just our not just for our company logos. So other things, like I listen to the radio, or I have a face for radio, or something like that. So there's all kinds of different things that you can use these services for, and all you have to do is upload a logo. Another cool thing that I like about the shredshop.com is that they can do bulk orders as well. So if you needed to do a bulk order for maybe a local football team or a little league team or whatever, had you were sponsored by your radio station, you would be able to do that as well and get maybe shirts for the entire team. So that's one thing that I liked about that. I didn't see that option in Radio Swag Shop. I'm not saying that they don't have it, but I didn't see that. And that Shred Shop, they have a lot of different tiers of the things that they can do, but they all revolve around the drop shipping model of you just uploading a logo and making it happen. And they did have options for you to do not just the front, but the front and the back, or the front and the sides and the back, and all kinds of other little things as well. Didn't see that on RadioSwagShop.com, but then again, they haven't gotten back to me yet. So maybe they do have those abilities, but not that I could see before I did this podcast. So those are our three options. Equid.com, that is good if you have things in stock that you maintaining inventory of and you want to sell them online. They have a great WordPress integration plugin that allows you to put the store directly on your website. You're not really disrupting what you're doing with the content because, yeah, it's there, but I'm more concerned with, like, if you did something like WooCommerce, which is a WordPress product, but WooCommerce has updates every single week, and they're trying to keep it secure, and I understand all of that, but I tried a WooCommerce website once, and it was a nightmare to maintain. And every time I had to update, not only did I have to update that code, but I had to update my template and other plugins to work alongside of it. It was a nightmare, and I totally discourage anybody from ever using a WooCommerce website. If you want to do a Shopify or something like that, you're going to have to know a lot of website stuff. You're going to have to know design, and it's not just a drag and drop type of situation. Equid is good because it is still drag and drop. You're still setting up different things, but you don't have to worry about any of the design part of it. It's essentially the go-between a Shopify website and a drop shipping type website. There was Radio Swag and Shredshop.com. They both, all you're going to do is upload the logo, and they're going to handle everything else. Yes, you are taking your visitors off site to make their selection and stuff like that, but that's really okay because they're still within your atmosphere. You know, they're still under your umbrellas, so to speak. So either one of these services, we highly recommend that you do them because they're the easiest for you to do and to pull off. We don't expect you to know design, web design, store design, implementing all kinds of security, maintaining and updating code because you have to in order for security reasons and that sort of thing. It needs to be as easy as possible. So that's why these are our top three. Now, offering a online store for station merchandise, I think it's a great way for you to make additional revenue. It's also a great way to reach out and service those station fans that you have. However, it shouldn't deter you from your main goal of your radio station website, and that is providing great content. That's why all three of these services are easy to get up and get maintained, and for you to start making some additional revenue. What it's really all about, right? Servicing your clients and then making additional revenue. Hey, do you need help with your radio station website? Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully this information helps you. If it has, be sure to share it out. Leave a like or comment, and be sure to subscribe if you are watching this on YouTube. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.